Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, Zach here. Just popping in to let you know that there are still tickets available for Off Books International Tour. We will be in Vienna on May 17th, London on May 20th, and Dublin on May 22nd. You can get tickets to all of these shows at our Linktree, which is linktr.ee/offbook, or you can find that link on our Instagram, which is at offbookpod. We can't wait to see your faces with our faces. Okay. Tour announcement done. Next up, the first of two shows we did at CT Improv in Hartford, Connecticut on our last tour. Enjoy. Okay, bye.
Welcome to the Woodbird Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book. The improvised musical podcast with Zach and Jess.
Hello.
There we go.
Hi, Hartford, and also Greater Connecticut.
Welcome to Off Book, the improvised musical. This one's Jess McKenna.
This one's Zach Reno.
Give it up for Eric Gerson
on the keys. Connecticut's own.
That's right.
Connecticut's own.
By round of applause, who was maybe brought here by a friend and has never been like subjected to this before?
All right.
Okay. Just a few. You're okay. So what you should know is that your friends trust you a lot. We're going to make up a musical for you. Everything that we sing and everything that Eric plays is totally improvised. And that's all the information about what the show is.
That's right. Yeah.
And that is the vibe.
Yeah, go ahead and feel free to, yeah, you know. From a friend who has never seen us before, could we get a word? A word? Or I don't need to single you out. I can look up to the ether.
We are expecting it to come from you, but we won't look at you.
We'll look away, but it has to come from you. You alone hold the fate of this show in the palm of your hand.
Don't pick the wrong word.
Don't pick the wrong word.
The wrong word.
But at any moment. just any word. Book.
Book. A perfect word! So.
Okay, now, listen. Thank you so much for Book. Our show's called Off Book, so I don't want anyone to think that this person is a plant. Okay? So just immediately, you know, just because it's in our name, I just want to assure everyone that this will still all be improvised.
I was already at my sort of, like, cork board connecting the dots between the name of the show and the suggestion. You read a lot. We both audiobook books a fair amount.
Yes.
The last books that I read were the Sexy Dragon books, Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
Yeah.
We just did a Lord of the Rings show last night, so not going to be a sexy dragon show. Sorry, too close.
Sorry, we do need to... We might... I'm so... Well...
We need our sexy dragon content on stage. We've been deprived for too long. It's an important distinction. It's not about the dragons being sexy. There's people being sexy.
Well, but the dragons are sometimes
sexy. Dragons are a factor.
Yeah.
Not involved.
Do you remember the first book you knew how to read?
Yeah, I think it was Professor Wormbug and the Zipper Up a Zoo.
That is the most Zach Reno coded thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's just about like a guy who likes to collect all of the beasts A to Z.
Oh yeah,
we've talked about
that's
this.
A great book.
Yeah, but he can't find the Zipper Up a Zoo, so he's going and he's looking for it everywhere. Spoilers: the Zipper Up a Zoo is on every page. Hidden in there, and that's a fun book. How about you?
The first book, so I memorized this book, Read Is Best, and I used to pull a hilarious prank where I pretended I could read. So, like, we'd have family gatherings or something, and I'd be like, oh, hey, Aunt Pam, did you know I learned how to read? And she's like, really? You're 3 and a half. And I'd be like, yep,
please sit down.
Red is best. I like the red cup best. And she was like, holy crap. She's already reading. And then my mom was like, no, she just memorizes things, which is kind of maybe more impressive.
Yeah.
You know?
And what is reading but memorizing what words and letters are?
Thank you. That's right.
Yeah.
But it did code that red is my favorite color. It's just a little girl who thinks everything's better when it's red. Red stuff isn't available. Like her red sweat, her red mittens have holes in the thumbs.
Does she like learn a lesson, or is the end of that book is like, yeah, and also red is best? First of all, you said you had this memorized.
Yeah. I think it's kind of in the vibe of like a terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day where like the day is getting wrecked because everything red, like the red cup is in the dishwasher, the red mitten has a hole in it, she's outgrown her red boots, and everything is like, but mom, the red mittens make better snowballs, but mom, the juice tastes better out of the red cup, but mom, my red galoshes, I can make better splashes in puddles. And then like finally I think her, and she's too big for her red pajamas.
Oh.
I know, it has a lot of ennui about growing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
go for it.
Sweetheart, you gotta get ready for school. Where's all your stuff?
Dad,
oh my gosh. You're 8, why do you look so sad? You okay?
Because I won't be 8 forever, Dad.
Yeah, no, sure.
And this morning I went to put on my red sneakers, and they didn't fit anymore.
Really? Already?
Yeah.
My gosh. Okay, we'll just put on like the blue ones.
Dad, I can't run as fast in the blue sneakers.
Katie.
The red sneakers help me jump higher. And Dad?
Yes, Katie.
Are you ready to have your heart broken?
It's a heavy morning, Katie, and I'm not gonna lie, but it's taking everything inside me not to lie down on the floor and cry.
Right.
But this is not something you need to focus on now. You are so young.
much mortality talk over breakfast. And Dad, my bowl of cereal biscuits have gotten soggy.
Whose fault is that?
And now I can't even eat them. No, they're below me. How can I start on this day of mine? My day.
School.
Okay, Dad, but
for breakfast.
Dad, when I leave this room, are you gonna cry?
Yes.
I knew it. Thanks for listening.
Welcome. I love you. Be good.
Love you.
Hey, Katie, welcome aboard. First one I pick up, as always. You got a faraway look in your eye right now.
Don't I always, Bruce?
You do, but today it looks like, I don't know. It seemed like your dad was crying as he shut the curtains on the front door real fast.
Yeah. Hey, bus driver Bruce, do you ever think about how windows are just paintings?
Now, what do you mean by that, Katie? Because in a very technical sense, they are not. But I see in sort of metaphorical sense they might be.
Yeah,
but
they're sort of the universe's paintings put into little frames that we get to look at, but they keep changing. Oh, it's changing.
How old are you?
Eight.
Wow. I remember when I was eight, I was seeing how big of a rock could I swallow? You know, turns out, bigger than you think.
Bruce, what was the biggest rock you ever swallowed?
Oh, okay. Well, hold on, I gotta pull over if we're gonna talk about this. About this big, the size of my fist, and that's about it.
Bus driver Bruce?
Yeah.
I'm sorry if this next question is impolite.
No, no, not at all.
Did you pass that naturally or did someone have to go in and get that for you?
No, that was a trip to the old hospital, Katie. They took real good care of me, though.
I learned
an important lesson that day.
Don't swallow inedible things?
No, that's probably what they wanted me to learn.
You learned something else instead?
Yeah.
I'm always doing that.
Okay.
Adults always think that I'm learning the weird part of what they're saying.
Huh. We probably got a second here. The Scandleton kids always take a long time to come out.
There's so many of them.
There are so many of them. Hi, sorry.
Sorry. Our mom mixed up our lunches. Even though they're all the same.
They're all the same, but
excuse
I have the one that I want.
Excuse me, excuse me.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Joey Scandleton.
Don't tell anyone. I snuck something extra into my lunch today.
Okay.
It is a rock the size of my fist.
Joey, you have to tell me something. What do you intend to do with that rock?
Well, I was thinking I would see.
Joey, no.
Could I?
Joey, no.
Swallow? This rock?
Joey, you can't.
Oh.
And even if you could, it would have to be cut out of your stomach. It can't pass through your colon.
Oh, no. My what?
Your colon.
Yeah, my butt.
Yeah.
Okay, we're on the same page.
Yeah.
So you're saying don't swallow the rock.
Don't swallow the rock, Joey.
Okay.
It'll really hurt.
Yeah. Hey, those aren't your normal shoes.
Thanks for noticing. I know, these are my terrible blue shoes because I've outgrown my red shoes. Thus, time marches on.
We have the same shoes.
Oh, that's cool.
What'd you call them?
The blue shoes?
Yeah, what was the thing you said before that?
My stupid blue shoes? I don't remember.
Oh, yeah.
All I know is they're not my red shoes.
Your red shoes are pretty cool.
Thanks for noticing, Joey. Yeah.
Do you ever think about how we're getting old and someday we're going to die?
All the time. Every waking moment. Well, mostly just today.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was about that shoe not fitting that really sent me on one.
Yeah. Sometimes it comes right out of the blue. It can be any little thing, like sometimes a thing with a shoe. But when you're young and uninformed, everything is brand new. Constantly things you've never seen happen to you. It can all be just a little too much.
It can hit you like a wave on the ocean shore, like the kind of wave that spins you up three spins and one more, where you're trying to get to the top of that twirl, and then you remember you're just one little girl. One little girl in a big expanding universe. One little girl who has a certain type of curse, where I'm always looking at the world one type of way. It can all be just a little too much. A little too much.
It can be something so small, but it gets you when it lifts with a touch. I'll be a little too much for me. My dad said, you're not allowed anymore in the shed. But I went in the shed and he got mad. And now I'm in a blood feud with my dad.
A blood feud?
Yeah, that's when the blood goes up in your face, 'cause you're so, so mad.
Joey, I really gotta know, this question's burning in my head. What's so great in your shed?
There's a place where all the spiders live, and there's a place where the rats are hunting the spiders. And there's a big old shovel that's broken in half.
And it's like too dangerous for you, or are you like chasing all the spiders' rats too?
I think the main thing that the conflict is about is my dad doesn't like me bringing rats into the house.
It's just a little too much. It's just a little too much.
Rats in the rug. Apparently it's just
a little too much.
Well, have you ever brought a rat inside?
Never inside.
It's so amazing the places a rat can so easily hide.
Have you ever let a rat loose into your house and then, oops, that rat can never be found?
Yes,
just a little too much.
Just a little.
Just a little. Too much.
No more rats in the house.
Goodbye. Huh. Oh, I got all those damn kids out the door.
I love them. There's too many of them. Oh.
Oh, so. Hi. No, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you, too. Sorry.
You okay?
Yeah. Sorry, not you, me.
You're right.
Yeah, I was thinking, do you have rats in your house?
Yeah, Joey keeps bringing rats in the house.
Yeah, Katie hasn't done that yet. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to say you had way too many kids.
No, I have way too many kids.
Yeah.
No, I agree, I have way too many kids.
No, that was an inside thought that somehow came outside. But they're also happy. They're also
great. Oh yeah, they're great kids. They're really great kids. There's just like a lot of them, and it's, you know, a lot for me.
You're really a hero over there.
Oh, thank. Well, you too.
Well, I only got the one, and yes, it's the one is frequently predisposed to ennui in a sort of massive
way. A really melancholy kid.
It's lately for her. She's like grown out of her stuff, and I think it's like she's. Her clothes are too small sometimes, and she's like, oh no, I'm no longer the person I was before. I'm like, no, it's just a step on a journey. You're still you, but it gives her like an existential crisis.
For sure. Yeah. What I would love is to not talk about our kids, though.
Cool, yes. For
sure. Just for me, like 100% of my day is my 15 kids, and as soon as I wave them onto the bus, I like to just sort of immediately... Can I be honest with you?
Please.
I like to read a book about sexy dragons.
Oh.
And I think it could be really helpful for you, too. It's important to have ways to unwind from our kids, you know?
Huh, yeah. I was thinking, like, how do you do it? How do you get distracted? But I'm immediately enticed by, so do the dragons have sex?
Yes.
Okay.
But only with other dragons.
Good.
But what if you could also feel that?
Elaborate on that.
Yeah. Happy to. You're bonded with a dragon.
Do you want to come in?
Do you want to come in?
First of all.
No, let's go to your house. No, I have rats in mine.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I can maybe help with that.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I got...
You got a bunch of rat traps? You scoop up rats? You're just good at catching them?
None of those things.
Okay.
I was going to say, I have two cats that I will just let in there and... Give them a couple hours. They'll take care of it.
Oh, okay. Kind of like a circle of life situation.
Yeah, sort of like a circle of life situation, except they don't need the rats to eat or to live.
Sure,
I feed them food. They actually actively won't eat the rats. They'll kill them and then leave them somewhere.
Huh. Well, that feels like now I'm just looking for a dead rat then.
Easier to take a dead rat out of your house than a live one.
Absolutely, unless they kill it in a place I can't find, and now I'm just smelling a dead rat.
Yeah, if the cat kills it and then it goes like into a wall, that's trouble.
That's trouble. You know, like can your cats injure to kill, or will my rat just be like punting around?
Tell you what, I got one cat that will finish the job.
Okay,
the
other one,
the other one is gonna mess around. He can stay out here.
He's talking about you.
Which one am I?
You're the one who's going to mess around. I'm the one that's going to kill that
rat. No, I'll definitely kill it.
I'm the one that's going to kill that rat.
No, he's going to let... Oh, he's not
Do you know
gonna,
how I know?
How do you know?
Because he's looking right at me. Yeah. Hello.
Oh, he's slow blinking at you.
Yeah, because he's about to scoop me up and let me go hog wild on that rat.
No, let me go.
You can try
I
as much as you
go.
Want.
Let me go. I will go.
Calamity,
let me go.
He's not going to send you. He's going to send me.
Well, can you take me with you?
You want me to take you with me, eh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, hold on a second.
What?
Do you think I would not finish the job?
Of course. I've never seen you finish a single job.
I can definitely look.
You don't even finish the food he gives us. You wait around till it's soggy, like soggy biscuit cereal.
What do you know about soggy biscuit cereal?
I'm always smelling it because it gets left behind by Katie because she's
sure
got too
does.
Many thoughts to eat in the morning.
She doesn't finish any of her food.
And she's starving by 10.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow. I could kill a rat if I wanted to. I just don't want to.
Yeah, right. You were begging me a second ago to come in there.
Yeah, well, let me in then.
You can.
Okay, well,
but why
I
are you acting like you don't want to now?
I do want to.
Okay, well, then come on.
I don't want to do it if it's what you said that I should do. That's who I am. I don't like the idea. If it didn't come from me, it came from you.
Yeah, that much is obvious. You can't come with me.
Okay, I'm coming.
No, you can't come with me.
Then you can't do nothing.
You can't come with me. Oh, come along.
Okay, no, I don't want to.
You can't come with me.
Well,
fiddle. I can get into that little itty middle, that tiny excuse for a brain between my ears. You're so easy to read like a book, my dear.
Oh yeah, then what am I thinking of now?
Why is she using so many big words at me?
Okay, well maybe that's exactly what I was thinking, but that doesn't mean you know who I am. This piano's mine.
You can't come with me. Have sex so hard they break furniture.
Oh. With their magic. The magic is sort of happening around them.
Yes, their magic is happening around them, and
lightning like they're so passionate that they can't control their magic because their dragons are having sex somewhere else.
Yes.
And that sort of like bleeds into them.
It's like a reverb feeling, you know? So
how much of the books is sex?
Not as much as you'd like, but when you get to it, you're like, it's almost like they lull you into forgetting that it's also incredibly sexy, and then all of a sudden you're like, whoa, I forgot I'm reading this kind of book and I'm in public.
Yeah.
It's very exciting to me.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Yeah.
I'll take a look.
Okay.
I don't have anything that sort of cool and exciting to recommend.
That's okay, Todd.
I saw a YouTube video about leather crafting. About like 10 cool things you can make with scrap leather. They're like little and small.
Okay, yeah.
Just if you have like extra leather, because you like we're making a bear project, but now you have a lot of extra leather.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Not a ton of extra
leather. No. But you can make a coaster or a keychain or a little thing that has your name, which is kind of like a keychain, except it wouldn't hold keys. You can make a small cup or a big cup. I guess you'd have to wax either of them because leather famously is good
porous.
And absorbs moisture, yes.
Five more, I think there are five more.
Okay.
Five more, I think there are five more.
Oh, I got five, very easy, yes, absolutely sure. It would be my pleasure. These are five more. You can make a watch band or a small belt, which is basically a watch band for your waist if your waist is the size of a wrist. You can make a cover for your watch if you need to hide the watch, which is bigger than the watch band but smaller than the belt.
I think it's two more. I think it's two more.
Attached to anything. Just a free floating pot. A what?
Like a pouch?
No, it's a pocket.
One more.
It's shaped like a pocket.
Can you give me one more?
It's not a pouch at all.
One more.
And number 10 is a
that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Joey, would you go through the lunch line with me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
What are we getting?
Well, we're just going to get whatever. Well, I guess you packed a lunch because you packed a big rock in it.
Yeah, but now that I can't eat that, I got lots of room in my stomach.
I got packed a lunch too, but I had to eat it at 10 because I'm starving at 10 because I don't eat breakfast.
Why are you not eating breakfast?
I'm full of too many thoughts in the morning.
Yeah, that's good. Ooh, they got juice and strawberry milk today.
Are you going to mix them?
Well, I wasn't, but now that you say it.
I dare you to mix them.
You think orange juice and strawberry milk would go good?
Did somebody say dare?
Oh, no.
There's only one dare king in this school, and that's me.
It's Ellen. Oh, yeah, it's Ellen. It's Ellen, the dare king.
That's right, Joey. You can try to take on the dare king.
I was just going to do a thing. You were way over there.
Yeah, that's because I can hear the call of the dare from wherever dares come from. Oh.
Yeah, Ellen, I was going to mix these together and drink it.
Well, I'll do it more, and I'll do it first. I can't have you coming for my crown, kid. You come for the throne, you better come correct. You can't come from a kingdom, because the kingdom is a kingdom of one son. I'm the king of a kingdom, and it has one kid.
Okay.
King of my kingdom. Kid. I'm the king of my kingdom, but the kingdom's just one kid, but that kid is me. I'm the king. Don't you dare come for the dare crown.
For the dare crown.
Don't you dare come for the dare crown.
Duke of Dares, Darian. Ellen.
Dairy.
This isn't your territory. Your kingdom's a kingdom of one, and it's wherever you are.
That's right. So it's currently here.
Huh. I heard someone was gonna mix some juice and milk together.
Yeah, Joey Scandleton, the littlest of the Scandleton 15.
Are you coming for my dare crown, Tiny Scandleton?
Are you trying to come up here?
What is happening? Are you coming for my dare crown?
Do you even have a crown if you're a duke?
What?
Do you even have a crown if you're a duke?
I'm the duke of the dukedom. I'm a duckle guy. If you come for the duke of the dukedom, you better try to figure out that I'm not around. Cause I'm the duke of the dukedom, whether or not I'm wearing a crown.
And I'm the king of the kingdom.
The duke of the dukedom.
Only one.
There's only me.
I'm the king and it is me.
Yes, it is the real duke of the dukedom.
Don't need me.
Don't you
dare come from my dare crown.
And don't you
and you keep your dukedom.
I guess we can be friends.
Fine. I dare you.
I dare you. And I'm the Baron.
Oh, no, the Baron.
I'm Aaron the Baron.
Aaron the Baron. I didn't know you had first lunch. I thought you were second lunch.
I pushed it. I went early.
Well, this... The littlest of the Scandaltons trying to come for our dear
friend. Oh, are you, tiny Scandalton? Do you understand the wrath you will bring upon your house to do such a thing?
And it is I, the Viceroy! The Viceroy of Dare!
And I, the Chief Magnate!
And us, the Co-Council of the City Council!
Exist!
Yes, the actual two adults on the city council.
We're here for different reasons.
But yet we are invested in this, because we too take dares very seriously.
Young Joseph Scandalton.
Don't you dare come for the dare crown. Don't you dare come for the dare crown.
I don't think I can handle.
You dare to do, Joey. You wanted to mix them even without even being dared to. Nobody had to tell you it was a self-dare. You're daring on your own, Joey. All of them have to be told. You're actually the one, you're the most bold.
The most daring dare that one can do is the dare you give yourself. The dare that no one will hold you to, but the one you see in the mirror. My life has never been clearer. This is my destiny.
Good to see you in the nurse's office again. What can... Joey?
Oh, my stomach hurts so much.
I know. Tell me, did you swallow a rock?
No.
Okay. You're the first of your brothers to not swallow a rock in third grade. I'm very proud of you. I'm going to send a note home to your mother.
Oh, don't. I can take it on my way to work.
On your way to work?
I have to swing by city council.
Okay, can you do something about the zoning for the farmer's market?
I mean, I'll try.
I'd like it to be one block bigger. Pick the block.
Isn't it sort of residential all the way around?
It's not my place to come up with a solution.
Right. No, I should have thought
of this. That's why you're an elected official.
I'm definitely not. I am an official, but I wasn't elected. What do I do about my stomach?
Oh, it'll pass.
Okay. Soon...
Probably, okay. Yeah. That's a lot of dairy you took in.
And juice.
Yeah.
At the same time.
Yeah.
It was strawberry milk. I thought that would be better because it was orange juice. It wasn't better.
I'm sorry.
But I thought it would be.
I'm sorry.
Do you think I'll feel better if I also swallow a rock?
No.
Okay. Do you like your job?
Yeah.
Cool. You're very good at it.
Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I come in here so much.
No, it's okay. You're pretty easy to manage.
Thank you. Who's not? Spill the goss. Can you tell me? Are you allowed to?
you want me to gossip about other students? I don't know if I
mean,
can do
as a
that.
Member of the city council, I'm sworn to secrecy, I think.
Let me just tell you, there's a certain sixth grader that when they get to middle school, I'm going to do a little dance.
Okay. Is it...
It's Kyle Burlington.
Yeah.
He breaks a finger every week, and it's just too much.
Yeah. He, like, cycles through all 10, and then he's got to go back to ones he's broken before, which probably is easier, because as I understand it, once you break a bone, you can break that bone again, even after it heals.
That is correct. That's right. That's how bones work. Joey, are you okay? Sorry, Nurse Kathy. Are you okay? You left and you looked real pale.
Yeah.
I was worried it was the curse of responsibility.
Oh, no, Katie, thank you. It wasn't. It was just the combination of a sort of acid and basic thing is really doing some exciting stuff inside of me right now.
Okay, cool.
Are you okay?
Yeah, no, that was the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, we made all of those other kids and those two adults get down and kneel in the middle of the cafeteria.
Yeah, they fully kneeled.
Yeah.
For you.
Well, and it wasn't even my idea. You were the one that suggested it. I feel kind of bad. I feel like you should be the one on the city council.
Well... The city council?
Yeah, I mean, you're so adult and all of your thoughts are so adult... I abdicate my city council seat to you, Katie.
Do I have to drink any juice and milk?
I don't think so. I think I did that part, so you don't have to.
Wow. You walked so I could run.
Yeah. I drank juice and milk, so you didn't drink juice and milk.
Any requests?
Yeah. Turn this whole system on its head, Katie.
You want me to just get in there and get wild with
it? I want you to be the voice of the young the way that they can't be. Because they never listened to us, but now they have to.
You got it. You got it.
Thanks. Okay.
Hey, City Council, get real.
Hi.
It's me, your newest member, Katie.
Hi, you're a child.
Yes, I am. Thanks for noticing.
And what are you doing here?
I'm here to put this city on its head.
Oh, sorry, we're late. We went to school on an unrelated issue and ended up abdicating our seats to a boy who then gave his seat to her. So this is real and it sticks, and there's nothing we can do about it. All right, well, it's the time for new motions to be added, so...
I make a motion that shoes only stay your size forever. I make a motion that breakfast stays always crisp. I make a motion we stay in this moment together until the moment's moved on, and then we can be in that moment next. I make a motion that we hold time on our own. I make a motion that we do this every day till we're able. And I make a motion that the farmer's market should be one block bigger in any direction that we choose.
These ideas so new and so bold would never have occurred to me, 'cause I'm old. Everything you've said is lighting a fire within.
That buses are full of windows.
That one's done already.
I make a motion that rocks don't ever get too big to be eaten.
Okay.
I make a motion that every kid's allowed in every shed. And I make a motion of 1,000 more ideas inside my head. And then what happens?
Well, we
next.
Bureaucracy, it takes a long, long time. We write all the things down in fine print to make sure that the lawyers say that it's okay.
And then the officials say that it's okay, and that the citizens think that it's okay, and we submit it to them for a vote, and they decide it's either okay or not okay, and then it comes back to us, and then we do amendments. How I love to do amendments. Where did she go?
This is the last time we allow an 8-year-old on the city council. Got a new book from the neighbors.
Dad, great.
Katie.
Great news.
Whoa.
I'm ready to be a kid again.
Whoa. That's great.
Dad, were you crying?
A little bit.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm so happy you're ready to be a kid again.
Yeah, I'm ready to be a kid again. I got a taste of responsibility and it was horrible.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's okay. I mean, like, Katie, you don't. You're allowed to, like, think sad things and feel deep thoughts. That can be part of being a kid. Yeah, let's spin. Spinning is fun. Spinning is fun. Spinning is good.
I know. I'm just saying, I think I know how to move past some of those thoughts sometimes, which is to go, shouldn't worry about it now.
Oh, that's great. Honestly, I'm sorry if I couldn't give you, like, the tools that you needed to do that. It seems like you figured it out on your own.
Yeah, no worries, Dad. All I had to do was go to a city council meeting.
That's great. Can you go to the neighbors and get our cats back?
Both cats or just Sphinxy?
Well, we just sent Sphinxy, but I don't know where Calamity is, and I assume that he went after Sphinxy.
Okay, you got it.
Okay. Oh, hi.
Hi. Have you seen my cats, Joey?
Yes. One of them is daring the other one to, quote, finish a rat, it looks like.
Don't finish that rat.
I'm gonna
finish
it. Don't
finish that rat.
I'm gonna, and I definitely could, and I'm not afraid of blood.
You begged to come. You're afraid of blood?
I didn't even want to come. Are you kidding me?
Then why'd you come?
I didn't. I'm not even here right now.
You can kind of tell what they're saying.
I sort of do the narrative in my head, but it sort of lines up. But here, just pick them up by there.
Whoa, you're...
I'm very strong.
Very strong. Yeah. I guess that's... you can pick up a cat.
Yeah, here you go. Hi, Mr. Katie's dad. Hi. How are you doing? Good. Cool. Go home. Cool. Thanks. Thanks for doing that.
No worries.
You gonna go to your room and hang out, or?
I was thinking.
Are you hungry? What have you eaten today?
Well, I had my entire lunch at 10, and then I. And then okay. I thought about getting some strawberry milk, but then Joey drank it with orange juice, and he had to go to the nurse's office, and then I got on the city council.
Huh.
Yeah.
Are you still?
Nope.
Okay.
Well, I don't think so. I left. I walked away slowly.
I'm sure it's fine. Cool. Well, yeah, I can make you something. Are you hungry? What do you want?
Well, Dad, I guess if I could have anything
Food. Please say food.
If I could have anything in the world right now, it would be...
Sure.
To have a dad who knew my brain so well, I didn't even have to say what I wanted. He knows it.
Okay. Grilled cheese it is.
Yes! You did it. You did it, Dad. Oh, sorry. So rude of me.
No, not at all.
How's your day?
Good. It was good. I got a new book. Tell me everything about it. No. It's cool. It's a cool book. It's like a fantasy book with romance in it.
Should I read it? Should I read it?
You should not read it.
Okay, should I memorize it and say it to my... And recite it to my friends.
Yeah. You can read.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. You shouldn't memorize it and recite it to you. When you're 13, you could read it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I'd wait like a little longer.
Nope, 13.
I guess if I went by like cinema rules, it would be rated R.
Not going by cinema rules.
Would you say that the movie in your head is sometimes even more graphic than what could be on screen?
100%.
So then how does that break down? Why would you let me read in our book but not see in our movie?
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah, always.
Here's what I've learned about you and my sort of parenting strategy for you is the longer the leash I give you, the less you do.
Are you sure you want to tell me that, Dad?
You know what's crazy? You knowing won't change who you are. You're like, you're so brave and you do what you feel in your heart. And when I tell you not to do something, that's when you start deciding that you want to do it. So I try to keep the leash long. I try to keep the rules short. Because here's the thing I'm sure of. You are a good kid. And you're good at being a kid. You are a good definitely.
Kid.
You are a good kid, and you're good at being a kid. And I'm so happy that you're here with me.
Dad, that was really sweet.
Thanks.
I'm sort of like floored by it.
Yeah.
Sort of like feeling just sort of the weight of how much that was in a good way.
Yeah.
You know, like a really overwhelming feeling.
Okay, sure.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
You ready for one back?
Oh, fuck.
Don't cry. You are a good dad and you're being a good dad. Dad, 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 definitely. You are a good dad. Some would say the very best dad. The very best dad to me. Dad, 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 dad.
You are a good dad.
One day I tell you you're strange. You are not actually strange to me.
I am not looking forward to when you are an angsty teen. But you're still gonna be a
good dad. Good at being my dad. Even when I turn into a bad, bad teen.
You're a bad teen, but still a good kid.
Guess what? You actually just saw a fully realized production of that musical, Good Kid, Good Dad.
Yep, that's right.
Oh my, my gosh, the Eric Gerson story, the father of a daughter. So in a second, we're going to invite the entire cast and crew on stage. Since a common practice is a new musical or a new theater production is like finding its feet, getting on its legs, that's not right, to do what's called a talk back after a theater production. So that means you can ask the cast or the crew any questions about the production, and they'll do their best to answer them. It's, you know, something that happens in the theater as they're trying to, you know, figure out the best way to present the show. So please, if you have a question, you can line up by this microphone here and
have the line go this way.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We'll have time for just a few. That's great. We have time for just a few questions. So please welcome to the stage the cast and crew of Good Kid, Good Dad. Your question for?
My name is Cecilia. My question is for all 15 of the Scandleton twins. so all of you, I auditioned. What was that like?
Okay, so first, we are triplets.
Yeah.
Real ones.
We're triplets. We're twins.
I'm just looks like them. I think that I think us triplets were the first because they were like, whoa, what a great big chunk of this.
Yeah, they sort of were looking for a piece to latch onto and then build out from there. And then...
And our audition was mostly about how much we could speak in unison.
Yes.
Because as you see, we mostly just file onto the bus and sort of speak all together.
All together now.
And actually, and the sides were really long. They were and fun. We made some huge choices. And I think that's why we booked it.
Thank
congrats
you so much
on
for
your agents finding
thank you,
all of
thank
you.
Thank you, thank you. Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name's Lizzie, and my question is for the actress who played Katie. I'm just curious if you found it challenging to deal with the mature content of the inevitability of death and seeing your parents as people for the first time.
So, I am 45. Just sort of blessed with a youthful stature and face. So yes, in many ways it was about going back to the first time you had those thoughts. But I really appreciate your question as it does convey, I did my job.
Excellent work.
Thank you so much.
We're so lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Hi.
Hi, my name is Victor. Question for the director. As a member of the City Council, I do want to thank you so much for choosing our city to come on your production. But I do want to reiterate what the health department says. Please stop releasing rats into the theater during Act 1. I know you released cats to mitigate the problem, but...
I hear you. Counter proposal. The thing about theater is it must be immersive to be real. To be seen and felt, we must do the thing we have set out to do. If I ask you to imagine a rat, you might think, oh, Mickey Mouse. That's wrong.
That's a mouse. That's a mouse.
That's a mouse. But even if you think Mickey Rat, that's wrong. I need you to viscerally feel what it is like to have a rat scuttling beneath your feet. Could be under any one of your chairs. Statistically, it's under at least 6 of your chairs. And so, Mr. City Councilman, while I do thank you for your criticism and I do hear you.
We value feedback.
We do value your feedback. Some notes, art simply cannot bend. It will break.
Thank you so much
thank
for
you
your
very
question.
Much.
I retract my statement.
Hi, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Sean. My question is for Bruce the bus driver. You know, it really felt like a lot of gravitas from that role. I want to know, as the actor, you know, what was your inspiration? What was your sources for really getting into that character?
Thank you. Well, I was in New York City, and I saw a man on a street, and he wasn't driving a school bus, but a pizza delivery car. And as I watched that man, I thought, this man does this every day. I wonder what it's like to be him. And then I saw a bus driver. And I thought, this is even more like what I'm looking for. And I sort of said, pull that bus over and talk to me. And he said, no, I can't do that. I'm taking children to school. So I followed him to school and he said, you really can't do that. So I watched a video about a bus driver. And that's how I practiced.
Thank you so much.
An actor prepares. Yeah, thank you so much. Hey, what's your name and who's your question for?
Hi, my name is Nate. It is also for the bus driver, actually.
Yes,
you know, yeah. After learning about how much research you put into the role, it seems like the writers only gave you about 10 seconds to sing your song, and I feel like the stone was a big piece throughout the rest of the show. Do you feel snubbed at all?
No, no. I'm famously tone deaf. That song was cut. Our music director is here.
Oh, yeah. We were always interested in making sure that we could have actors who sing and singers who act, and actors who sing a short song.
I may have fibbed a bit on my resume. I have said that I was quite good at singing when in...
Oh, you shouldn't do that.
Yes. What?
You shouldn't lie on your resume.
I know. But I did, and I'm here, so... It did work out for me.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, my question is for the playwright. I read the original novel that this was based on, and I was wondering why you chose to cut so much of the Dragon Erotica plotline.
Great question. So right now, what we're working with is sort of a nimble production. It's light on its feet. It doesn't require that much of Aristotle's spectacle. But... what we do hope to accomplish eventually is a fully more realized production in which we go into the mind of the Scandalton mom and we watch what she sees happens in her mind versus what the father sees, and we sort of put them side by side.
And we see, how fantasy is subjective.
It's
but
different
it,
for everybody. You make it real. You make it real. You make it so. We just don't, we don't have the funding for it yet, but in the extended version, yes, we do hope to get to much, much more.
We did do some of it in an earlier production of it, and people said, this is actually uncomfortable to watch on stage. This was good in a book in my home. When I'm seeing it in front of me, I actually want it to be a private moment.
That's right. There's things that sound good until you see
until
them.
You do them and you realize, we're doing this.
This is actually too much.
Yeah, we're here now in front
Which
of people.
Which actually inspired the song on the bus, A Little Too Much.
That's right.
Thank you so much for your question.
My question is for the cat actors that played Sphinxy and Calamity. Did you feel like there was respect on the set for the human, from the human actors?
Oh, yeah, mostly like really chill experience.
Very, very cool.
I mean,
cool.
I've been on a lot of sets. I've been on a lot of commercials. I've had to eat a lot of fancy feasts to pay my rent.
Sure.
And it honestly felt really, really great and humbling to be part of like a troupe again, you know? Not since I was a kitten.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I feel like usually when you get cat work, it's solo work. It's very, very, it's very, very rare that you get to collaborate with another.
Let me say that. Yeah, it's so rare that they put two cats.
So
like,
rare.
It's so rare it's to just have like a partner in another cat on stage.
It's like, so hard. It's, just it's so, like, hard
it's, like
to
really
find
hard. And because normally it's just like they want one.
Are we fighting? Are we friends? Who knows?
Who knows? But that's what kept it really fresh. I think sometimes the human actors maybe didn't understand like our dynamic, but no, in general, I think a really positive experience. This is a family up here. This is a total family.
It's such a total family.
Such a total family. A total and complete family.
It's a total and complete family. And I guess the only thing that I wish they did like a little bit more was more food all the time. More food, please.
Yeah. More food all the time, more food, please.
Yeah,
yeah. That'd be my only request.
Yeah, mine too.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you so much.
Hi, my name's Maddie. My question is, did you test other beverages to mix?
We did, and actually, obviously, the dare moment is sort of like it's our crux, it's sort of our act one into act two moment.
It's a bunch of royalty
that doesn't come back any at all, but But that moment used to be built out a little bit longer as we did try other beverages to mix. So this is a song that was cut for time. But thank you so much, Maddie, for your question. Dr. Pepper and a milkshake. Probably pretty great.
Pretty great. Orange Fanta and a latte. Probably
great. Less great.
Less great.
Pickle juice and lemon lime Gatorade. Full of electrolytes.
Watermelon juice and motor oil, not a drink.
Pomegranate juice and lime juice,
closer I think. Chocolate Yoo-Hoo in a cool little box, and this poster of Jamie Foxx. Milk and a yam.
Gravy and almond milk.
We need to drill down right now.
You're right.
On what is a drink?
Right.
And what is a liquid?
Right.
And at what point does a liquid become a drink?
Because we know that.
The stunt seems dangerous, and someone's telling you to stop. You might be about to swallow
a rock.